Hello?
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Say that again. You're who? From where?
My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Your opinions are very important for the success of this survey. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not too concerned? Not at all concerned?
Oh my goodness, you call my night to interrupt my night with this? Oh my goodness. I'm very concerned about it.
Are you? Very concerned. Thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Will you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. Some states' lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. A recent analysis found that the equipment used to heat buildings such as furnace and water heaters caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such air quality equipment standard?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal. The first one is expanding quality health care. Will you support or oppose this?
Hispanic quality health
care. Yes, sir. Will you support?
Expand quality health care?
Expanding, yeah, making more quality health care. Would you support
yes,
or
I would yes. support strongly.
Thank you. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose this?
Support strongly.
Thank you. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this?
Support strongly.
Thank you. Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Support strongly.
Thank you. Improving electrical grid reliability. Will you support or oppose this?
Support improving strongly.
Thank you. Increasing access to public transportation.
Support strongly.
Thank you. Installing air conditioning buildings that need it.
Support strongly.
Thank you. Thank you. How convincing do you find the following statements? For making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. I'm going to read you the first one. The communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders. It is a necessary step to reduce inequalities caused by climate change. Are you this convincing or no? Very convincing?
Convincing.
Thank you.
Very.
Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s.
Convincing. Very convincing.
I got the answer. But I have to read and then we move on. Instead of warning the public, they knew about it. They engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that the same companies help take to protect Maryland from climate change? You already gave me the answer. Thank you. Climate change is already causing more intense. This is the next one. It's already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Convincing or not?
Convincing, strongly.
Thank you. Thank you. We're already at 60%, only a few more questions. I appreciate your patience, sir. Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will have no impact on your opinion?
No impact on my opinion.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker? Enhance it?
It would enhance it, yes.
Thank you.
Strongly.
If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build a solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact?
It have no impact.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Support or oppose?
Yes, support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. In the 2024 election, if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I don't know.
Okay. Undecided?
Undecided, yeah.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and it will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. In which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you. With which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or
Democratic? Democratic.
Thank you. And what is your race? Why, African American or older?
What's that?
What is your race? White, African American, or other?
African American.
Thank you. And, okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. Have a great night. I appreciate it.
You too. Happy holidays. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.